August the 9th of 2023, we received the results of a Georgia Departments of Audits and Accounts sales ratio study. It indicated that our overall ratio was 36.11. And where this really matters is it's broken down more specifically into four property classes. And so our residential property, which makes up a little over 60% of our digest, the ratio for residential properties was 36.97. The ratio for agricultural properties was 34.59. The ratio for commercial was 34.80. Industrial ratio was 34.75. And the way the audit department weights these is based on your percentage of your digest. So residential was just over 60%, and all of those other property classes were just under 40%. 2022 is the actual year of the ratio study, which we don't receive until August of 23. Where this matters to us is 2022 was a digest review year from the revenue department. That the minimum requirement for a ratio is a 36 ratio. And certainly when we're in a digest review year, that's what they're looking for. Did you meet the minimum requirements for each of your property classes? Obviously, the Board of Assessors were not satisfied with our ratio study. I was not satisfied with that. And so we went to the commissioners in September, and I made a presentation to the commissioners. I shared with the commissioners that we felt there was some methodology that was used that may have been flawed by the audit department, and that we felt like if commissioners chose to appeal that, then we had a chance at a much better ratio. We felt like we had a lot to gain and very little to lose there. On September the 5th, 23, Chairman Morgan sent a letter over to the audit department that we officially wanted to file an appeal. After that, we had a hearing with the audit department on September the 19th. On September the 27th, the audit department sent us in writing the results of that hearing, and they just said, "This letter is to advise you of the determinations made concerning your appeal of your ratio study. And we've reviewed your list of concerns and recommendations for the study, and the result, based on our opinion, is there is no change to the overall ratio of 36.11. They tell us that if we disagree with that, that we must exercise in writing within 15 days a continuation of that appeal. So on October 2nd, Chairman Morgan again sent a letter back to the audit department saying we would like to continue the appeal to the next level, which was to arbitration. October the 20th, we had an arbitration hearing. There are three arbitrators. There's one arbitrator that is selected by the State Department of Audits. There's one arbitrator that's selected by Carroll County. And then there was a third arbitrator that was selected by the previous two arbitrators. Whatever they rule upon, that is the final result, period. On October the 20th, that arbitration took place. Department of Audits presented their case first, then we presented our case. It was really important that the three property classes that we had below a 36 ratio were at least above a 36. And we felt like that our internal ratios indicated a different ratio than that of the audit department. Now, what we presented in our case was that our internal ratios indicated a ratio of above a 38 on residential, almost a 38 for ag, and a 39.07 on commercial, and a 39.07 on industrial as well. We should have an overall ratio of above a 38. The audit department continued saying, no, based on our samples that we used, your overall ratio should remain at 36.11. The arbitrators heard this, and their original decision when they came back was that our overall ratio should be increased from a 36.11 to a 36.4, which was very perplexing to me. I couldn't understand that. Within about 10 minutes, they sent an amended arbitration decision letter. It states that the majority of the Board of Arbitrators finds that the overall ratio and the ratio for commercial, agricultural, and industrial property is 36.4. The residential ratio shall remain unchanged at 36.97. Residential ratio was originally, by the audit department standards, a 36.97. Our agricultural was 34.59. Our commercial was 34.80. and our industrial ratio was 34.75. So if the commercial, agricultural, and industrial is now at 36.4, that means that we convinced the arbitrators that those need to be increased by at least 2 percentage points. But the residential, they felt like, needed to remain the same. The arbitrators did not use a weighted average based on what occurred as with each of the property classes as far as what percentage of your digest it was, such as what the audit department uses. If the ratio that they determined for commercial, ag, and industrial was 36.4, and that was also our overall ratio, then basically we had no credit for our residential ratio at 36.97. The arbitrators don't have to follow anything, and I'm not unsatisfied with this result because the overall ratio is 36.4, and then each property class as a breakdown is going to be above the 36 threshold. And all other statistical units of measure are within acceptable parameters. All in all, I feel like this was a victory for Carroll County. It was a victory for the commissioners. It's unfortunate that we did not achieve the 38 ratio, but I am not unsatisfied with the result. What this means is that we should not be under any kind of penalties or sanctions from the revenue department. And that means there was, in my opinion, further solidification as to why the reevaluation had to occur in the previous assessments that just went out. The audit department had indicated that our values were too low. Even though that was adjusted some, it wasn't adjusted a whole lot by arbitrators. The biggest ordeal that I would like to talk about here is the methodology. The law requires the Board of Assessors to use sales prior to the date of valuation, which is January 1st. The audit department then are following a different set of guidelines. And I'm not saying the audit department's doing it wrong. I'm saying there's two separate sets of rules. The audit department are using sales after the January 1st deadline, and then they're making adjustments to try to trend those back to January 1st. And what we were saying, and the whole basis for our appeal, was that you're using sales from a whole different digest year that defines a completely different market. And there's no way that our internal ratio study and then that ratio study that's conducted by the audit department could be anywhere close because there was such a drastic change in the market between the 2 years of which we were using sales data.